Okay, we're on Pei Tes. I think Malachi left in the middle of the story about Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim to get the Torah, and the Malachim say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving it down? The Sefer Torah that was nignas for so many generations, now you're going to put down on the art, up into the ground, up to Basar Madam. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, answer them. Moshe Rabbeinu's afraid. Hashem says, grab on to me. And I guess we'll start on... let's read. We'll start on the third to last line on Pechasim Avay. So I'm the fun of Rabbanu Shalom, Torah Sha'ata No Sein Li. The Torah that you're giving me, Ma Kosovo, what's written in it? It says, Anochi Shem Lekecha, Shor says he's coming here to try him. So I'm Lehens, who says to Malachim, the Mitzrayim Yiradatem, the power who stopped him, how are you supposed to command that? How are you supposed to do that mitzvah? You weren't commanded on. You never had that experience. Torah Matiyel Lechem, Shuv Ma Kosovo, what else is written in it? It says, Lo Yelecho Elohim Acharim Bein Ha'amim. Atem Shurim Chavot, Atem, Ben Amio Tem Shurim. Lo Yelecho Elohim Acharim Ben Amio Atem Shurim. You sit amongst other nations, you the Malachim, Sheovdim Avodah Zarah, that worship Avodah Zarah. That does apply to you. Shuv, again, Maxi Bots, Zachar Shavas Avs Akacho, Kloma Temosi Malacha, Shatem Shurim Chavos, you guys do Malacha, you have to rest from Malacha. Maxi Bot says again, Lo Siso, Hashem, Lakshem, Lakach, Lashav. Man, that's talking about swearing during Masav and Matan, during business. Masav and Matan, Mishmanim, you guys do business? Shul, Maxi Bot, Kabit Sabich, Vasimecha, Av, Ve'im, Yishlechem. You guys have parents? How are you supposed to be Kabit? How do you have Kibbut Ave'im? And this question is, based on all these questions, like, what was the Malachim's Havim, you know? Like, of course it applies to Basar and Dom. It doesn't apply to them. Like, what's the Havim, you know? And that Shul, Maxi Bot, Lo Sirtzach, don't kill, Lo Sina, don't adultery, Lo Signal, don't steal. Kini Yishmanechem? Is there any jealousy amongst them? Interesting that the kinah is the feeling that the Gemara describes as the root cause for Ritzicha, Niyuf, and Gendeva. Right? Kinah yesh b'neichem, Yitzhara yesh b'neichem, v'yad hodu lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Malachim agree to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehemar, says the part, and in Tehillim, says the Malachim, Shem HaShem Adoneinu Ma'adir Shimcha, and this is, it says, then it says, at the end of the Pasuk here, and then it says, but it doesn't say, Tzna hodchal Shemayim, it doesn't say, it's repeating the parak repeats the first part of the pasuk. Doesn't repeat the second part of the pasuk, which is now hodchal shemayim loksim, which originally they said leave your glory up in shemayim. Here they don't say it. They just say majir shimcha b'chol aretz, but they don't say keep the hold up in shemayim. Miyat, or immediately kol echa v'echa nitzin malachim lasalo ohev. It became the beloved to Moshe. Chaim Shmulevitz, the Sichas Musar, says you see from here that when there's a machlokas l'shem Shemayim, the end result is that you're supposed to get to the truth, and you may have been fighting with each other before, and at the end you're in Oev, because the whole point is just to get to, is that for me to be right, then you're not going to like the person when you finish. But the whole point is to get to the truth, to get to the end, to the result of what the Emes Torah is. You become Oev afterwards. So call Echa v'Echa Naslo Oev Maslo Davar, and they gave over like a gift to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shana Maras, the Pasuk says, this is continuation in Tehillim, it says, Alisa Lamarom, Shavisha Shevi, Nakachta Matanos Ad Ba'adam. What's the Adam? Bishar Shekrucha Adam Nakachta Matanos. The fact that you called yourself an Adam, which is a Lashon Shiflus, you took Matanos, you took presents. Va'af Malach Hamavis Maslach Dover, even the Malach Hamavis gave him a present. Shana Maras, the Pasuk says, this is by the Magefa after the Maisei of Korach. Pasuk says, Ma'itein es haketores vayichaper alam. He brought this incense and he healed the nation. Va'omer, and it says vayamol bein hamesim ubein hachayim. He stood between the living and the dead, and it says vateetzer hamalach amagefa, and that's how he stopped the magefa. So how did he know this would work? Where it says he knows this would work. Ilav the amar lemi of a yada. Had the Malach Hamavos not told him this sword that this Torah's machlas would work if he stand between the mesim and the chayim, then that the magefa would stop. Mi of a yada. He wouldn't have known this by himself. The Malach Hamavos obviously gave him an matana. Okay. But Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi continues on this motif. B'shah sheyar and Moshe mutnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe came down, after Kabbalah Satara, Bas Satan v'Amar Lefanav. The Satan comes and says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Hechani, where's the Torah? What do you mean, where's the Torah? The whole world knew where the Torah is. Satan doesn't know where it is now. He's asking, where's the Torah? So Tosos asks the question. V'im Tomar, v'chi Satan lo hay yodeya matan Torah? The whole world shook, and Bnei Yisrael was sent back 12 mil, and the people died, and the Reach, and the Satan didn't know what's going on. So Tosfos basically says that Hashem hid it from the Satan. He hid this whole Maaseh from the Satan. V'yesh lomar, terminam v'medrash, he quotes a midrash. He says, I don't know, the Mosheh Shas says it's quoted in Rashi and Chabakuk. I don't know. Amir ben Medrash lefun of Yilech Dover Shetir Du Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malach Hamav B'Shas Matan Torah Shlo Yikarei Glomar Uma Shatid Lichto L'Sof Men Yom Be'Egel Atanos L'Torah. He hid this whole thing from the Satan, so the Satan wouldn't have a complaint and say, ah, you're giving them the Torah, in 40 days they can do it. Sorry, so the whole world knew when he was able, they kept it a secret from the Satan, he didn't know where it was. Yeah, every year he doesn't realize. First time, I got it. Okay, but Amr Rishu ben Levi, Rishashi Yer Moshe, Lepesh Baruch Hu Basot, Amr Lo, Rishon Shalom, Torah Hechani. So Amr Lo, so Hashem says, Nisatil Aretz, I gave it to the ground, to the lower world. So Halachet to Aretz. So the Satan has to go to each topography in the lower world, in the lower realm, to find the Torah. So he goes, Halach Eitel Eretz, he goes to the ground, Amr La Torah Echani, where's the Torah? Right? So the Gemara says, Amr Lo, so the land responds, it's a pasuk in, I think in Eov, right? Elohim Hevin Darka. And the pasuk continues, well, who Yod Es Makoma? Hashem knows where it is, but we don't have it. Halach Eitel Yom, so he goes to the sea. Amr Lo, Ein Yimadi, it's not with me. Halach Eitel to home, to the underworld, Amr Lo, Ein Bi, it's not in me. Shemar Tahom Amar Lo Vihi V'Yam Amar Ein Me'Madi. Tahom says it's not with me. The Yam says it's not with me. So then he goes Avadon V'Maves. I don't know what that means. He goes, well, I guess this is the Sar on the Jewish Hades. I guess the Sar was Mamuna on the Olam Atafton, right? So he says Amru Ba'ozneinu Shama Shima. We didn't hear it. We don't have it, but we heard about it. So Chazav Ramal Fei Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Satan goes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, Ribono Shel Olam, Chipasti Bichol Aretz L'Motzei Tzitzis. I looked all over and I didn't find it. So Amar Lo, because Baruch Hu says to them, Leich Eitzel Ben Amram. Go to this guy, go to Ben Amram. Why he calls it Ben Amram and not Moshe, I'm not sure. Leich Eitzel Ben Amram, Halach Eitzel Moshe, so he went to Moshe. Amar Lo, and Satan says to Moshe, Torah Shenasan L'Chal Kodesh Baruch Hu Heichani, where is the Torah? Amar Lo, so Moshe says back to him, V'chimani, Shenasan L'Kodesh Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me the Torah? What's Moshe saying? I don't have it? You do have it. I don't know what that means. So Amar Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. So Kodesh Baruch Hu now rewards Moshe. He says, Moshe Badayata, you're like a joker. Amar Lo Fanar Yvonne Shalom, Chamuda Genuza Yishlecha Shatam Yishtasheya B'Bechol Yom. Ani Achli Tova La'atzmi, I have this wonderful, wonderful treasure that's with me, Shatam Yishtasheya B'Bechol Yom. What's that mishtasheh? What's the type of word? I delight with it every day, and I'm going to say, ah, I got it, I have it. Yeah, you ask to tell the truth that you have the Torah. I don't know. So Amar Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, hold me ata atzmecha. Since now you are not, you lowered yourselves. You have some shiflush. You didn't think that you were so great that you got the Torah. Tikare al shimcha. The Torah is going to be called on your name. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Zichru Torahs Moshe Abdi. The Torah Moshe my Abdi. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Shimon ben Levi continues. B'shashal Moshe l'marom. When Moshe went up to the heavens, mitzao l'kodesh baruch hu shai kosher kesarim la'osios. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was writing crowns on the osios. And these are the crowns that we see in different contexts where Hashem tells Moshe that Rabbi Kiva is going to be darshaning these crowns. But over here, so Amar Lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Ein shalom b'ircha. You don't say hello. You walk into the room. I'm working. You don't say hello. Hello? So Ein Shalom B'Ircha, right? So Amar Lefanov, so Moshe says back, Klum Nish Evet Shalom Shalom L'Rabbo, does the servant say, give Shalom to the master? So Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hayel Lecha L'Azreini, you actually should have helped me. So Miyad, Moshe, I guess, learned what to do this, and the next time he went up, it says, Amar Lo, V'Tai Yigdan Al Kovach Hashem Kasher Dibarta, and he says that the Kovach Hashem should grow, Kasher Dibarta, what that means, so that's his help? You know. I don't know what these Gemaras mean. I simply don't know what these guys just don't know. So Rabbi Shua, now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my dechsev. What does it mean? The pasuk says Vayara Am ki boshesh Moshe. The nation saw that Moshe was sort of embarrassed, or was delayed, or tarried when Redes Minahar to come down from the mountain. That's the continuation of the pasuk. In other words, what does boshesh mean? Right, boshesh means that he was delayed. So the Gemara says Al tikri boshesh, Ela boushesh. The sixth came. The sixth is the sixth hour, basically. Because B'shash Allah Moshe, at the time that Moshe went up to Har Sinai, Lamarom, to B'shash Allah Moshe, Lamarom, Amar HaNisro, he says to Yisrael, l'sof arbim yom, in 40 days, b'tchila sheish, in the 6th hour, aniba, I'll come back. But he meant at the end of 40 days, l'sof arbim yom, which is 40 complete days with nights. But the day that he went up doesn't count because the night already passed. He said 40 full days, so don't count now that I'm going up. They counted now that he's going up, so they miscalculated by a day. So sof arbim yom, according to their calculation, basatan, the satan comes, the irbev es ha'olam, and he messes up the whole night, and he makes it the day makes it look like dark and everything like that, so that they would think that Moshe was supposed to come. And Amar Lahan, and he says to them, Moshe Rabcham Heichanu, where's Moshe your master? So Amru Lo, they said to him, Olam Arum, he went up to Shemayim. So Amar Lahan, Bo Sheish, the time came, the 6th hour came, and he's not here. They didn't listen to him. But then he says, Mace, Moshe died. They didn't listen to him. So Heralahem Demus Mitaso, he showed him a vision of Moshe that they're carrying him on his deathbed, I guess, in the Rakia in Shemayim, and they believed, and that's when they made the ego. They were convinced that Moshe was dead. Behind the army lay, this is what they said to Aaron, Kizeh Moshe Ish. Zeh always means, you know, Bezos Torah, you point. Zeh means, look, this Zeh Moshe Ish. You know, lo yadano meha yolo. We don't know what's going to happen to him. They're pointing out to him. Look, he's dead. He's not coming down. Make us another god. I guess this story of the Sutta must have happened after he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu where the Torah was. Because
he woke up
and realized where the Torah was, and now he's going to do something about it.
The other question is, was it really, why is it there for?
What
are they supposed to do? Deny? I mean, how do you know?
Well, they still should have made the intermediary. Why are they making the intermediary? If they would have appointed somebody else as a leader, maybe that would have been something else. Appointing a golden calf as a leader is probably not the best reaction that they were supposed to have to the news that Moshe Rabbeinu was nipped there. And then they danced around it, and then they celebrated it, and then they had all the... Listen, there are many, many Rishonim who downplay the Aveira, that it wasn't real Avodah Zarah, and it wasn't... And the Kuzari and others, they downplay it. So Amalei Ahumei Rabbanu Rav Kahana, one of the Rabbanu said to Rav Kahana, Mi Shemi Alach Mai Har Sinai. Has anyone told you what the word Har Sinai means? What is the word Sinai? I guess the idea is that the real name of the mountain is called Choriv. So why is it called Har Sinai? So Amalei, Rav Kahana says, it's Har Shenasubu Nisim Yisrael. It's the mountain where many miracles were done to Yisrael. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Har Nisai, you violate, it should be called Har Sinai, you should switch it around. It's Har Nisai, instead of Har Sinai, it should be the name of the mountain. Ella, it's Har Senasa Simon Tov Yisrael. It's the mountain where good signs or good simonim happen to Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, Imkain Har Simonai should be, not just Sinai. And here they're very medactic. So Amalei, my time, so the Rabbanan says, my time lo shechichas kamei, there are pahabra hunim breidav shubim d'mayim bagata. Why do you not come when they give shir agata? You would know the answer, right? Because you would, because the Rav Chizkiya, Rabbi Reid of Huni, the Amrit Havaya, they both said, Mahar Sinai, what is Har Sinai? It's Har Shayarda Sina La'akamalav. Because of this mountain, it caused the Sina of the Goyim on Bnei Yisrael. They didn't want to accept the Torah, and we did. So there's some vacuum in the words, but with the letters itself, Sinai, the Sin and the Samach, they don't seem to care too much about. Right, Shalom Kiblos disposed to Torah, Rashi said. Okay, now Hanan the Amar, and this is what the Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina used to say, Chamisha Shemo Sheishlo. There are 6 names to Midbar Sinai. It's called Midbar Tzin. Chamisha Shemo Sheishlo, 5. Midbar Tzin. Number one is Midbar Tzin, Shenitztav Yisrael Av, that they got mitzvahs there. It's Midbar Kadesh, because on the Skashu Yisrael Av, because they became Kadosh there. Midbar Kedemos, right? The thing that the pre thing. What's the thing that predated everything? Kedumah is the Torah. Predated the world by 2,000 generations, right? Midbar Paron. What's in Midbar Paron? Sheparu v'rovu alei haYisrael. There's a midrash that says that Echad Mat Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right? Rashi says the whole Echad is Abra Yisto Zocha v'mitzvah Shuvu lechem lo aleihem v'lo yadia heicha remisa. Rashi says, I don't know what that midrash is. There seems to be some drash that after the Har Sinai, they went back to their tents, and then they all had relations with their wives, and they had sons. So how come Shlomo didn't have a son? He went back to his tent also. How come he had no sons? He only had daughters. Did he have sons and they died? How does that work with the Medrash so much?
No, they were born before that.
So why didn't they? So, but it says, the Medrash says that everybody went back to their tent that night. Everybody had relationships with his son. And everybody had a son after that.
Because maybe the episode of Shlocha happened before yet.
The Torah story of Shlocha did not happen before Matan Torah. It happens at the end of the 40 years.
Also, the Torah was already finished 2,000 years ago. Why before? Why is Hashem first working on the Torah of the letters?
Maybe the concept of Torah was written 2,000 years ago, but the actual wording, it wasn't put down in writing yet, and he had to put down the writing. He had to put down the writing. What does it mean that Torah existed 2,000 years, generations before the world existed? What does that mean? It means something. Does it really mean that, like, an actual year count before the world was created? There were years before the world was created? Like, what is so what does it mean? I think it means the primordial Torah, the idea of the Torah. You have to figure out what that actually means. I don't know if everything was given. I doubt it. The Torah that we have right now was right. It didn't happen yet. Okay. So what does it mean that the Torah was given 2,000 generations before? Work it out. What does that actually mean? I guess there are probably are literalists who will say that the Torah was here 2,000 generations before. And others will interpret that means the ideas and the motifs and then what's it supposed to be?
The long time, 2,000 generations.
2,000 generations is a very long time. Something like that.
Depends.
How you count the generations, I guess. No. But they say 40 years a generation or something like that. Okay. Upliga, and there's another machlokas, right? We just said that Midbar Sinai. Sorry, we said that Parah and Shaparah over Rabu Alehen. Midbar Sinai is Sheyardo Sinel Akum Alav. Uma Shemo, what's its real name? Choreb Shemo. Its real name is Choreb. Upliga de Rabbi Bohu. The Rabbi Bohu, Har Sinai is the Shemo. The Har Sinai is the real name. Balam Nik Ar Choreb. Why is it called Choreb? Sheyardo Churva La Akum Alav. Because the Churban fell on the Akum now. I don't know what that means. I guess the Chorban, the fact that they did not accept the Torah. They got a Gzardin that they didn't accept the Torah, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
The whole concept of Chorban, you know, how Chorban is right. Always loom large throughout the... Right? What does Chorban mean? It's the Jews were,
non-Jews
were, what does it mean exactly?
Right. Right. I don't know, what's the difference between Churva and Sinah also? One someone says that the difference is that it's whether Sinai is the Ikar or Churva is the Ikar. So if Sinai is the Ikar, then Chorev means Churva l'Akum. And if Churva is the Ikar, then it means, that means Sinah l'Akum. So what's Churva l'Akum, what's Sinah l'Akum? I don't know. All right, so the Mishnah continued. Minayim shekoshrin lashon zuhuris, right? They had this tie or this ribbon that was tied on the head of the seir hamishtaleich, because it says im yuchat echichem kashanim kashelag yabinu. So now the Mara's in the darshan that pasuk. It says kashanim, right? If your sins are going to be kashanim, right? Kashanim kashelag yabinu. What does kashanim mean? It's plural. It should be kashani. Kashani means one, like a red, right? It should be one. So kashani mi ba'ilei. So Ella Amar, right? I'm sorry. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar LeMakaris Baruch Hu Yisrael. Because Baruch says to Bnei Yisrael, "Im Yiyu Chatochem Kashanim Halalu Sheshaduros Uvos Mishayishes May Brachus V'ad Achshav Kashelag Yovino." Change the word Shanim and not the word Shani, like the ribbon. Kashanim means years. Even if you've been sinning for years and years and years, like the amount of years that's been since now since the creation, the Ad Achshav Kashelag Yovino, I'll still whiten your sins. I'll still forgive you. Doris Rava, another Rasha. Maidik Seif. The pasuk says at the beginning of this pasuk, right? We said, you know, im yuchatochechem kashelag yavinu. It says, lichu, right? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Lichu na v'nivachecha yomar Hashem, and it says im yu. So lichu na, what does it mean? Lichu na, go. It should say bo'u na, come to me, right? You should come to me, mi boilei. And then it says yomar Hashem. Hashem will say. What do you mean will say? Hashem's speaking right now. You should say amar Hashem mi boilei. It should Hashem right now. This Nebu is being said in present. So the Gemara says, no, you have to reread the Pasuk. La'asid lavo, and the end of days, which I guess would be at times of Tchiyas HaMesim, la'asid lavo, yomar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to Yisrael, l'chuna itzel avoseichem, go to your forefathers, v'yochichu eschem, and they're going to give you Musar. I don't know. So they said, v'yomar lefanav, and the Bnei Yisrael said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master, Eitzel mi neilech. Who's we going to go who's going to give us Mussar? Who should give us, who's Roy to give us Mussar? Eitzel Avram. Should we go to Avram? Shamar Telo. You said to him, Yadoa Teda, you should know that Geri Yazarachav, Avudam Osam, he knew Osam. And he knew this whole terrible things that happened to us. But Lobi Kesh Rachim Oleil. He didn't daven for us, that it shouldn't happen. He davened for stone. Why didn't he daven for us, that it shouldn't happen? Right? So he goes, and then who should we go? We should go Eitzel Yitzchak. We should go to Yitzchak. He's going to give us Mussar. Basically, he's like, how can they give us Mussar? Look what they did wrong. Okay. Eitzel Yitzchak. Shebirach as Esav. He gave a bracha to Esav and said, Vahayak Hasher Tarid, when you're Parak to Ulo Me'al Tzavarecha. Basically, that's the bracha says, when you're up, they're down. And where they're up, you're down. What does that mean? That you gave Esav the ability to trump over us. How we go there? Below Bikesh Rachamim Aleinu. He didn't daven for us. So he says, okay, who should we go? Eitzel Yaakov. We should go to Yaakov. She'amar Delo, that you said to him, Anochi Arid Imcha Mitzrayma. I'm going to bring you down to Mitzrayim. And he says, Anochi Alei Gam Alo, I'll bring you back up. But it says, Velo Bikesh Rachamim Aleinu. He didn't daven for us that we should have an easy time, I guess, in Mitzrayim. So Eitzel Mi Neilech. So who should we go?
Yaakov, he assured Yaakov that I'll be with you. Well, so he got
I know.
Hashem said, I'm going to go with you. Don't worry. What
did he ask
after that point?
Maybe he told him, I'll be with you when you come up, but I won't be with you when you're actually there. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. So it's a me, who should we go? So Achshav, so then Yomar Hashem. Hashem says, I'm the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, "Amar Kodesh Baruch." I guess they're basically saying that who should we rely on? So we're only relying on you, Kodesh Baruch. So he says, "Okay, you rely on me." Right? Hold, Talisa Matzmechem Bi, Im Yechat Alchichem Kashaning Kashel Galbin. I'll still forgive you for all your sins. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. My Dechziv Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perek Samach Gimel. It says, "Ki Ata Avinu, you are our father. Ki Avraham Lo Yadano, we don't know Avraham. Vi Yisrael Lo Yakirenu." And we don't recognize Yisrael. Ata Hashem Avinu Golinu Meolam Shemecha. You are Hashem, our Redeemer, always in your name. Okay, the pasuk, interesting thing in the pasuk is it's missing Yitzchak. It says Avram, it says Yisrael. It's missing Yitzchak. So La'asid Lavo, in the future, Yomer Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say to Avram, Banecha Chatuli, your sons, your children have sinned. Amar Lefanav, so Avram says, Yibonu Shel Olam, Yimachu HaKidush HaShemecha. Wipe them out. He says, I don't know, Avram's Chesed. He's just saying that he's just going to say that you wiped them out. I don't know. So Amar, Amor Le Yaakov, go tell Yaakov that your son sinned. The Havilei Tzargi Lebanim, because he had trouble raising his sons. Efshar Debar Rachmim Alayu. Maybe he'll ask for Rachmim on his children. So Amar Le, they said to Yaakov, Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned. Amar Lefanav, he says, Yibonu Shalom, Yimachu Kiddush Hashemecha. Your Kiddush Hashem, you got to wipe them out. So Amar, so Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lo b'savi taima v'lo b'dardiki etza. Not in the grandfather to give a reason, and he didn't give any advice with the dardiki in the grandson. So he doesn't have anything. So Amar lo li Yitzchak. So he goes to Yitzchak. Banecha chotuli, your sons have sinned to me. So now Yitzchak is the one who defends Klal Yisrael. So why Yitzchak, and what's the defense? So Amar lefanav Ribono Shalom. He goes, Banai v'lo banecha. They're my sons. They're my children, not your children. He's putting it all on me. Like when the kids misbehave. Hey, you tell your wife, your children are misbehaving. What do you mean? Your children too. Right? So he says, B'shoshek dimu ufanecha nasa l'nishma. When they said nasa b'nishma and they accepted the Ola Torah, karasa lehem b'ni b'chori. You called him b'ni b'chori. Your own words. You said it there, you said not only your children, they're your firstborn. So, and achshav b'nai v'lo b'necha, now that they committed a veira, you know, they're not yours? You can't do that. Who owed even more? Let's do a calculation. How much sinning did they actually do? So Kamashno Social Adam, what's the average lifespan of a person? Shivim Shana. It's 70 years. Dal Esrin, take away the first 20, the low anchors alive. You don't get punished until you're 20. So now you're left with 50 years, right? So Pashlu Khamishin, you only have 50 years left. Dal Esrin the Khamesh delay Vasa, take away the 25 years of night. I don't know why. You can't sin at night? You don't sleep for 25 years, but you can do a lot of favors at night. But take away the 25, half of the 50, which is 25. So Pashlo Asim Chamesh, you have 25. Dal Tarte Israel Palga, take off another 12 and a half years. Bitsaluyeh, Umechal, the Besakise, that's where the people are davening and they're eating, or they're taking care of their natural business. So what do you have left? 12.5 years. Partially Tarti Usrei Palke, you have 12.5 years that they could possibly sin. That's a very small amount based on their lives. Well, it's very depressing. It basically says, basically showing you that every minute counts. If you knock away all the time that you waste, and that you're not dealing with learning in mitzvos. Listen, I don't think it means work. At work, you can be mekadesh shem shemayim as well. That's a mitzvah as well. But you're right. In the chanami, that you lose a lot of time. Remember when I first came to when I went to Israel to learn. So when the first mussar shmuzim was given by Rav Libor, Shai Libor was the rabbi in Israel with me, or it's his son, Rav David Libor, gave a mussar shmuz similar to that. He goes, how you here for a year? How much is a year? And he talks about the weekends and you're not in yeshiva. And then by that time he's done. So he's like, kid raises his hand. He goes, okay, so the yeshiva should pay me. I'm not here at all. Why should we pay you so much tuition? But in the chanami, you have to be very careful with your time. So if imata sovel is kulam, so he says it's only 12.5 years. So you should be able to deal with all that. Mutav, that would be fine. Imlav, and if not, famous. Half will be on you and half will be on me. What's that mean, half on you, half on me? But Putner explains in the Pacha Yitzchak, he says that one of the two reasons for doing Averos. He says the two reasons for doing Averos is either the Seor Shev Issa, which is the Yetzer Hara, or the Shiva Golios. So the Shiva Golios is who? That's Esav. So Yitzchak says, that's on me. That was my mistake. That's my problem. But the Seor Shev Issa, the Yetzer Hara, who created that? That's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your half. So half on me, half on you, but it's not their fault. Okay? So Pasuk of Amru, so then Bnei Yisrael, you got to finish the Pasuk, Bnei Yisrael, get up and say, Ato Avinu, you are our father, Amlein Yitzvak, Achetem Ekalsim Li, you're praising me, Kalsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umachbi Lehu Yitzvak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinayim, and Yitzvak then shows, what does that mean, he shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael, that they see who he is, Miyan Nasa Meneim Lamorom, then they open up their eyes, and they prick their eyes up to Shemayim, and they say, "Ata Hashem Avinu Goleinu Me'olam Shemecha." That's the matter.
When is this conversation taking place, brother?
Asu Lavot says. Right, it has not yet taken place. No, it says right here. It says, "La'asu Lavo," which I guess means Tchias HaMesim. I don't know what it means. Asu Lavo. In the future, this conversation will take place. So it's like now you have the Back to the Future paradox. If it will take place, and it just take place now because we know about it, like when does it actually take place?
Maybe it took place already.
Right. The Matrix. But again, you have to pull out. I mean, I haven't had a lot of time to look into the Mepharshim. What are the concepts that are being explained here? What?
Not a whole lot in these notes.
What? There's a lot in these notes. But.
The other famous one
where
he goes to Rachel. No one else.
Right, no one else loves Rachel. Rachel, that's why we have the camera. That's.
It doesn't have to be an actual conversation. It's the idea.
The idea, of course, it's all the idea. It's the idea. Yeah, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Gemara of Avodah Zarah talks about the conversations that the Umas Olam are going to have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Say, oh, we had you given us the Torah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you didn't. The idea is what, to look behind it. What that, at least in that Gemara, is what. Right, to figure out what that mila is,
right.
Though. Why is Yitzchak the one who has who has his compassion on Klal Yisrael as opposed to Avram and Yaakov? I don't know.
He seemed like
Gvura,
right?
Yitzchak is Gvura,
right.
Avram's Chesed.
Right.
Yaakov. What? Yeah, that's the question. So Amar Rab Chia Bar Ava Amar Rab Yochanan Roi Haya Yaakov Bin Leir Mitzrayim Bishal Shalosh Shal Barzel. Yaakov Avinu should have gone down to Mitzrayim in iron chains. I guess because he was like zero, that he should go down to Golos. And most times when we go to Golos, we went in iron chains. Elish Zuchuso Garmalo, but his Zuchuyos caused that he would go down nicely. That he would go down nicely, say upon him Yafos, because, and the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, B'chavle Adam em Shechem va'avosos ahava, v'heye lehem kimiri Kimrimei ol alechehem va'at elav ochil. I guess it means basically because of the chevos of Adam, I brought you down with love, right? With chavle Adam. I guess that means with soft change, not with iron change. Va'yelahem kimrimei ol alechehem va'at elav ochil. I guess I treated you when I was there. I treated you like softly. I guess that's what it means. I'm not sure how to touch the puzzle. It seems to be what that's saying. Okay. Okay, Adkan, you got it. So let's just do Let's just do the Mishnah. All right, Matthew, we'll do the Mishnah. You'll pick up the Gemara tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah's now going back to Hotzah. So, what? I don't have anything to say. So, right, going back to Hotzah. Hotzah is like the pig in this Mishnah. Every time we're finished, we go back to Hotzah. We've got another Mishnah on Hotzah. So the Mishnah goes back to talk about the Shiurim. The Shiurim that by taking out items that you'll be liable for Hotzah on Shabbos, for Chiyuv Chatos. So Hamotzi Eitzim, you bring out branches or twigs. The purpose most likely is for burning, is to make a fire. So what's the shear? It's Kedei Levashel Beit Sakala. In order with their coals, you'll be able to cook a soft or a small egg. Tavlin, you bring out spices, which say, you know, they have good smells, or there's something that you use to put in the spice the dish. So Kedei Letavel Beit Sakala. I guess that's the tavel. I was about to say dip, but that would be with a test. What's with a sup? What does latavel mean? Lasavel. Season. Oh, so tefillah. Oh, okay, right. To season a small egg. Umitzdarvum zenze. Eat the spices can combine one another. So you have paprika and you have garlic and you put it together. You know that comes out. It can combine. Klipe egozim, right? The shells of nuts. The klipe rimonim. So I guess they make different colors with this. And also istis upua. I don't know what those things are. Krug, Rashi says. These are also things that are used to color, dyes. Right? There's some sort of dyes. It's kedei litzpo behen beged katon pi svacha. It's to color some a small article of clothing. What does that mean? So you would put color something and put this little cloth on top of her hat. Mm-hmm. So that's the amount that that it takes to color that. That's the amount you're chayav if you take out. All right, may raglayim, right? May raglayim or neser. Neser is also some type of dust. Uboris. All these things are done for cleaning. Kimulya the ashlag. These are types of grasses that are used for laundering. Right. That's kedei lekabes beged katan pi svacha. That's the small. That's the in order to clean that small amount of piece of cloth that you put on top of the woman's hat. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, kedei lahavir es hakesem. Now, but the amount that you be chayv was enough that would be needed to wash away a blood stain that's found on a woman's clothing. All right. So the Mishnah said, well, let's continue a little longer, it's only quarter two. The Mishnah said that if you bring out Eitzim, the shear is kedei levashel beit sakala. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, tanina chada zimna. This din we already learned on the Mishnah on da pei. Because over there it says if you take out a kanei, right, the kane, it's kedei lasos kumus. If you take out this reed, it was to make some sort of the writing utensil. Vim haya av omirusos, right, kedei levashel beitzakal shom beitzim. If it was thick, or something like that, it was enough, the shear is to take out, so that's a reason, it's thick, right? So the Gemara says, terufa unasuna beilfis. I don't know what that means. When it's terufa, when it's mixed with something, beaten,
and placed in a pot.
Oh, that's what it is. Kedei levashel beit sakalash beits him when it's trufa nusuna beilfas. So Gemara says. So it already says that. We already have that shear. So Gemara answers. Ma'od tamei. You see, they're hasam who delo chazul midi. There, it's not roy to be used for anything else. That because once it's beaten into that state, it's not roy to be anything else. So therefore, the shear is beit sakal. Eits him the chazu right lekasa the aklida. But these are branches. You can make a lot of things out of them. You make a key out of it. You can do certain things and make out of it. I feel kosher. You don't think of even a smaller amount. So kamashnua that the eitzim, the shears, the levashel beitzakala must mean because the main function of these eitzim is in order to make this hasaka to make this fire.
That's fine.
All right, fine. Stop here.
So yes. You-